Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Start this off. Ravens offensive lineman Andrew Voorhees met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
I'll just say hello. Oh, yes, first time. Yeah, any questions?
Andrew, just after going through the process last year of recovering from the injury and all, not being able to play, how good has it just felt to be back on the field and, I guess, for lack of a better description, just being a football player again?
Yeah, first time I get to be a football player in quite some time. So last time I stepped on the field was back in the fall of 2022. So as you could imagine, right, just a long time coming. So super thrilled to be back out there. And it's just been so much fun to just be a part of, like, the team atmosphere. That's really what is such a privilege of playing a team sport like this is. You just get to go out there and be a part of something that's way bigger than yourself. And you just get to count on other guys and rely on other guys to put in the effort, the time, the discipline that it takes to be a great football player. So all that combined, it just can't state it enough how much of a privilege it is to be back out there again and just how thankful I am for everyone who kind of helped get me back to being back out on the field.
Did the, I know it's a couple months ago, but did the one-year anniversary of
I think it was just another day. I think I was in the weight room, honestly, which I know Coach Harbaugh talked about that. That was my year last year. A lot of time in the weight room. So, I mean, it was definitely something I thought about, but nothing that really. I mean, just another day. Just trying to put that day behind me and just kind of close that chapter and move on. And I'm just so thankful to be where I'm at now in terms of my health and stuff. So proud of the work that I've put in and that all of our staff has poured in. And yeah, I'm just looking forward now to what lies beyond us.
You said you're really hitting the weight room. I know you talked about how you just studying film. So what is it like actually putting, you know, the intellectual knowledge into play out here? And do you feel like maybe you're a little ahead because of how much you've studied?
Unique in the fact that it's such a repetitious position, being the offensive line, and again not being out on the field and since the fall of 2022, and then making the jump from right the collegiate level to the National Football League, kind of a double-edged sword, right? So at first it was a little fast, but just over time, over these OTA days and football school days, it definitely has slowed down a ton, and I'm just thankful for the guys that are around me in the offensive line room, and they just help me and just make it easy.
Andrew, for a guy like you who hasn't been able to practice your craft on the field, when will you know that, like, you're getting better at what you do? I mean, or have you gotten better in this year in other ways? Like, kind of walk us through that. I mean, when will you know as a player, I'm making improvements, I'm better than I was?
I think it's just going out there daily and, I mean, being a good offensive lineman, right, I really truly believe that it's selfish and boring, right? You just have to put in so much time because it is such a technical position. So just knowing that I'm continuing to do that and just let these guys pour into me that are in the room and our coaching staff and my position coach specifically, it's more of a process, really, more than an outcome ideology that I have in regards to, like, being an offensive lineman, right? So it's just every day just trying to get better at something and just slowly over time be molded into a great football player.
Andrew, what was going through that process? Was it difficult or most difficult? Physically, mentally, frustrating? What was, I guess, how would you sort of sum up the experience of, getting the injury and trying to work your way all the way back?
I think it kind of changed over time. So at first it was just a why with a big question mark at the end. And then slowly over time, right, the question changed or the kind of the response changed. And it was kind of why not, right? Like, just go attack it, attack the rehab, control what you can control, right? The event happened on, what day was it, March 6th, I think, of last year when I got injured. And so I think it was just tough mentally at first, but then once I kind of changed that mindset and just said, hey, I'm just going to tackle this head on and just kind of like get after it, it definitely just became a lot easier, I think.
Did you talk to Ronnie Stanley about his experience recovering from injury? Did he give you any advice on that front?
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of conversations with Ronnie in regards to his injury that he had, and just kind of more so like what it was like coming back and just things to focus on. Again, he is a more of a process over outcome guy, so that definitely helped shape that mentality as well.
Andrew, you're sort of thrown into a fire a bit just before starting a job. How's that sort of affected your focus as far as going into OTAs and training camp?
Yeah, I just think to go out to practice every day and just try to be the best football player that I could become, right? And we'll let everything else take care of itself. I know these gentlemen upstairs have quite the job to decide who's going to play at the end of the day. But as an individual, right, it's up to us to become the best football players we can become and just make their jobs easier, I guess.
Coming in with an injury and never getting on the field with the guys, I guess how did they, through this past year, welcome you in and help you become part of the unit?
Being around stuff last year, although I was injured, I was kind of behind the scenes. I was in the classroom every day. So stuff you guys wouldn't necessarily see, but I fully integrated with them back at the beginning of OTAs when we got out there, and like it was nothing had happened, honestly. So the guys in that room, in the offensive line room, are just so awesome, and there's a lot of leadership in there, and they really just want to see you become the best that you can be. And so it really was an easy transition, and I'm just thankful to have them as teammates. I think so, and specifically like my confidence, right? Just at first when the injury happened, it was kind of like why, and then kind of flipped it into like why not, and just attacked it straight on. And I think just at the end of the day, controlling what I can control and my response to what had happened was just going to lead to the best outcome possible. So that's kind of like what the mindset flip was like for me. Yep. Thank you, everyone.